Welcome to the Leader Formation Podcast, where we're changing the way leaders are formed, from what they do with their hands to what God is doing in their hearts.
This is Bill Lawrence, founder and president of Leader Formation, coming to you with this message. Leaders live a life of constant triumph. Leaders live a life of constant triumph. It's just not the kind of triumph we like to think of. We like to think that our vision will come true. We like to think that our plans and our organization and our structure will be quite well done and that people will respond and they will want to go where we want to go. And that's the kind of triumph we think of. But that's not the kind of triumph we experience. Certainly, I have not experienced, I've experienced some of that, of course. But that's not the only kind of triumph, nor even the major kind of triumph that the scriptures present to us. We like to think it's like the story of Rocky, the world heavyweight champion, when he went up the steps to the Philadelphia Art Museum, this grand entrance into this beautiful building. And we like to think it's going up steps and turning around and people are for us. And, well, it doesn't happen that way. That's what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. When he bursts into this amazing cry of thanksgiving, but thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumph. The constant triumph that we live is not our kind of triumph. It's God's kind of triumph. And the first thing we need to remember about his kind of triumph is that it's in Christ. It's because of him. It's through him. It's what he has done and what he is doing and what he says he will do. That's what makes us triumphant. And immediately we need to understand something. Jesus did not look very triumphant at the end of his life. He hung on a cross, rejected, persecuted, even tortured. His mother in broken tears, his apostles had run away, deserted. Even God turned his back on Jesus. And yet, that was the greatest moment. That cross, that burial, that resurrection was the greatest moment of triumph. God always leads us in triumph. Now, the word always is a word that kind of makes everybody stop and think. And they wonder, what does Paul mean about by always? Because I'm not always triumphant, certainly not in the Rocky way. So they want to know, what does always mean in the Greek? Because the Greek kind of gives us an out sometimes. Well, the reality is, always in Greek means always. We are always being led in triumph in Christ. It's not in ourselves. It's not in our vision. It's not in our plans. It's not in our organization. It's not in our communication. It's not in the way we motivate our followers, but it's in Christ. It's in what he has done. It's in what he has promised. It's in what he has purposed. And it's in his power that we are led in this triumph. Now, in the ancient world, in the Roman Empire, a triumph was held when a Roman general had a decisive victory. He had to pacify previously unconquered territory. He had to take at least 5,000 of the opposition under control. He had to bring his troops home back again from the battle and as many of them as possible. He could not just throw his troops away. He had to care for his troops. And if he did that, he would come home and the Roman Senate would vote to have a triumph procession for him, a parade. And then he would be in the middle of the parade. and he would be in special clothes and a special chariot, and his troops would march with him. And at the front of the parade would be those of the opposition, the enemies, who had been taken in order to die, would be the leaders of this conquered territory. And in the back of the parade were those who had been taken to be actually enslaved in the Roman Empire. And along the streets, lining the streets on each side of the parade, were priests with censers of incense that they would swing back and forth so that the whole of the parade was filled with the aroma, the odor of this Roman general's success and his triumph. And that's what Paul is thinking about when he says, "Thanks be to God for our constant triumph, who in Christ always leads us in triumph and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere." Then he moves to a special word. "For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved," those who are going to live, "and among those who are perishing," those who are going to die. We are the aroma of Christ to God. We smell like Christ. In the presence of God, the aroma of our lives rises up, and God loves that smell. But Paul is saying our triumph determines the response of the people around us. And as leaders, there are times when people around us like the odor of Christ through us, and then there are those who don't. And both leaders and followers experience this, so that there are times when some people will say, "You smell like Christ to me," and they don't mean it in a good way. They mean, "I'm going to reject this Jesus." They mean, "I don't like the aroma of your life. I don't like the smell of your life. I don't like what comes forth from you." And they are those who are moving, who are perishing. So we are a fragrance from death to death. But then there are those who say, "You smell like Christ to me. What are you about? What are you doing? Who are you? How can I find out more about this?" They are responsive, and they are moving from life to life. This is our triumph. The constant triumph that we have in Christ is the triumph of His fragrance through us. As we move toward vision, as we organize and build structure, as we find and gain resources, as we raise funds, as we train and as we equip, and as we target the accomplishments that we are after, the primary thing is not what we do. The primary thing is what Christ does in us and through us. And He, having died on that cross and been buried and raised from the dead, never ceases to be in constant triumph. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and we are identified with Him so that we are seated there in Him. As a leader, you really want that rocky experience. You really want to climb those steps. You really want to see people respond. You really want to see your followers come with you and stand with you and encourage you and be all that you want them to be. But many times instead, you get followers who reject you. I've had that experience. I've been in situations where one follower can color a whole group, and one follower can bring the group to the place where it is not responsive. And suddenly you find your followers are not with you. And you say, "Lord, what's going on?" You may have to go through the brokenness experience. Well, Paul's talking about salvation. The same thing is true in our leadership. But one thing you can understand, even in the deepest, darkest moment of brokenness, when you're most confused and you're saying to God, what are you doing? This is not what I expected. Is this really your will? And it turns out that it is. What are you doing? In that moment, God says to you, I'm leading you in my kind of triumph. Because you see, leader, you live a life of constant triumph.
Thanks for listening. Tell us your thoughts about our podcast on our Leader Formation Facebook page. You can find more resources at leaderformation.org, where we're changing the way leaders are formed, from what they do with their hands to what God is doing in their hearts.